This is 5 Minute Friday! For those that don't know who Jonathan Fields is, he's a New York City dad, husband, entrepreneur, podcast host, and award-winning author. He founded a mission-driven media and education venture called Good Life Project, where he and his team lead a global community in the quest to live more meaningful, connected, and vital lives. His new book, How to Live a Good Life, Soulful Stories, Surprising Science, and Practical Wisdom, offers a gateway to a life of meaning, connection, and vitality.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I think the moment that you lock yourself into certainty about your beliefs is the moment that you stop growing, is the moment where you, Milton Glaser, had this amazing conversation with the most iconic living designer. And at one point, I mean, he has designed some of the most incredible things on the planet. You may not know his name, but you know something that he's created. And he said to me, like, certainty is a closing of the mind. The moment you are certain, the moment like you lock down the possibility that something might be different or you might believe differently in the future, is the moment that you stop asking questions. It's the moment where curiosity ends. It's the moment where the uncertainty that's necessary for possibility to emerge in your life vanishes. Because if you're certain about something, then you stop exploring anything beyond that, right? And the moment you stop exploring, there's no possibility in your life anymore. Your life starts going sideways. Man, I don't know about you or like your listeners. I'm pretty sure about you and pretty sure probably about your listeners too, but I'm not here to go sideways.
Yeah.
If you are indeed living a good life with your beliefs, no reason to change them.
Mm.
Right? But the question you got to ask is like when somebody's like, well, this is what I believe and I'm pretty sure I'm right and it's all good and it's given me the life that I have. You know, the next question is, well, how's that working for you?
Right.
Like, are you actually sitting here living a good life? Yeah, like, do you have these beautiful, deep, and enduring relationships? Are you doing meaningful work where you feel like you're fully leveraging, utilizing the world? Are you connected to source and people? Are you vibrant? Like, are you radiating health? Because if somebody says, I'm locked into my beliefs and they're good, they're viable, solid beliefs, and that's how I live my life according to those beliefs, and you can point to major, you know, places in their lives that are relatively disastrous.
Right.
Something's not working.
Yeah.
You know, so part of the process, I think, sometimes with if you have that conversation with somebody, is literally ask them, not from like an arrogant little how's that working standpoint, but just like, how's that actually working for you? That's cool. Like, if you have these beliefs and they've been with you for life and you feel like you're actually really living life that you want to live and you're meant to live, go for it.
Right.
Keep them.
Right.
But if you're not, something's got to change.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's like I say in the book, like, I'm not asking for anybody to buy into anything. The only thing that I ask anybody for is to be open to the possibility that there might be another story, another truth, you know, something else that they can do out there that might allow them to be better in the world.
Yeah.
You know, and then try it. I'm not a huge fan of just like leaning into what anybody tells you on pure faith.
It's sure.
Like, run an experiment.
Try. Yeah, yeah.
You know, let your personal experience tell you whether your belief is still valid or whether something's got to change.
Right.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.